when man was lost in sin, no peace could be found.
Greetings in the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Pastor N.R. Davis coming to you today with the Walking in the Light radio broadcast. This broadcast originates from the Abiding Light Church in Manchester, New Hampshire. Brothers and sisters, we count it a great privilege and honor wherever you may be tuning in today. It's always a great honor to come and to minister the Word of God to you today. Once again, my name is Pastor N.R. Davis here at the Abiding Light Church in Manchester. And we thank God for those of you that have tuned in today. We're going to be getting into the Word of God today. And I want to share a message that the Lord has laid upon my heart that I also preached here to our church congregation this past weekend. And this has to deal with the promises of God in your life. A word that God has spoken to you. A word of years gone by that maybe the Lord has given to you and it has not come to pass in your life. Today I'm going to share a message on your promise is not dead. We're going to be taking our text today in the Word of God out of the book of Genesis, dealing with the story that most of us are familiar with Father Abraham, as many would call him. And we want to go into the Word of God in the book of Genesis, chapter 18, where God has promised to him and his wife Sarah a child. And we know that at this time he is 100 years old and Sarah is around 90 years old, and they in the natural are not able to see this happen. God says, you are going to have a promised son. And God gives him this word. And the Bible declares in Genesis chapter 18 in verse 14, is anything too hard for the Lord? At the time appointed, I will return unto thee according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son. This is a word that God has spoken to Abraham, telling him that you are going to have a son. Despite how old you are, Abraham, despite how old your wife is, Abraham, you are going to see this happen. God's word declares in chapter 21 of the book of Genesis, and the Lord visited Sarah as he had said, and the Lord did unto Sarah as he had spoken. Verse 2 of Genesis 21 and 2, for Sarah conceived and bare Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. This was a word given to Abraham. It was a promise. We know that Isaac was the promised son. We referred to him oftentimes because, see, in the natural, it did not look like this could come to pass. And my friend, today, God will speak a promise to you. And a lot of time will go past sometimes, a lot of many years. Sometimes it might just be months, but sometimes you may see years go by before you ever see the spoken word of God come to pass in your life. Today, I want to share a message that the Lord has laid on my heart. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Abiding Light Church here in Manchester. And if you've just tuned in, this is the Walking in the Light radio broadcast that comes to you every Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock on this radio station. And as we get into the Word of God, preaching out of the book of Genesis on the title of this message, Your Promise is Not Dead. The Bible declared that God spoke this word to Abraham. And the Bible declares that a promise was given to him. My friend, my brother, my sister, today, if God has ever spoken a word to you, you can put it plainly, you can take it to the bank. It is good, because God is not a God that he should lie. A promise is a pledge. It is something that we tell somebody, but we can't fulfill what we are speaking to them or telling them right at this point. Just as if you were to get a loan for some money and you promise to pay back that loan, or you borrow something from somebody and say that you're going to reimburse them. A promise is something that we give. It's a pledge to do or do not something. It is something we commit to doing. But we're not able to fulfill that promise at the time that we commit to giving it. I simply give a simple definition that a promise is a pledge to do or not to do something. It is a commitment to fulfill a word. It is something that we do. You might not be able to fulfill a promise right at the time that you give the promise. But I'm here to tell you that time may go by, but God's promises will always come to pass. Friends, family members, loved ones, people that we associate with in the business world, and they will oftentimes and many a times in your life will not keep their promises. But God is not a man that he should lie. The Bible declares that of Numbers 23 and 19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Hath he said it, and it shall he do it. Shall he not do it, or has he spoken it? Shall he not make it good? God is faithful to bring to pass in his timing. See, there is a season in which will go by in our lives. Oftentimes, if God ever speaks a word to you, it is a promise. Let every word that God speaks be true, but every word that man speaks be a lie. God is faithful. God is faithful to keep his promises. God is good to us to keep his word. The Bible declares that God is faithful. He's not slack concerning his promise, as men count slackness. But he is faithful to keep that which he has spoken. The Bible declares that God is a faithful God, and he will fulfill his word. Joshua spoke to the children of Israel, and he said that not one thing, in Joshua 23 and 14, not one thing hath failed of all the good things which the Lord your God spake concerning you. All are come unto you. In other words, God has brought everything that he has spoken and promised to pass to the children of Israel, and not one thing hath failed. Listen, we serve a God that cannot fail. There's two things that God cannot do, my friend, and that is he cannot fail and God cannot lie. He is a God that if he speaks it, he will bring to pass that which he has spoken. And I want to bring a word to you today. How does this apply to my life? How does this meet me where I'm at, Pastor Davis, today? Well, I'm here to tell you that oftentimes in our life, and every one of us as believers and Christians, God will give us a word. And that word may not seem like it is coming to pass. Seasons and may go by, and years may be go by, and circumstances may change and come and go. The Bible says there's a time and a season for everything. And the Lord declared that you are going to have a son. And what took place, my friend, was he tried to make the will of God happen. He tried to make it happen, Abraham did. We know that he laid with Hagar, the maidservant of Sarah. Listen, God doesn't need our help to bring his will to pass and that word that he has spoken to pass in our life. Oftentimes when we have a word spoken to us and it doesn't come to pass, we get very anxious and impatient. Impatience, anxiousness. The Bible says, be anxious for nothing, but by prayer and supplication, bring your request unto the Lord and acknowledge him in all of our ways. Listen, the Bible declares to us that we are not to lean to our own understanding, but in all of our ways acknowledge the Lord. What word has God spoken to you, my brother, my sister? The promise that he has given you for your children, for your loved ones, for your ministry, or for something that he has promised you in your life. Maybe you want to see a husband of yours be saved, my sister. Maybe you have heard the word of God promise you that he's going to save you and save your household, but you haven't seen that promise come to pass. You would say, Pastor Davis, today my children aren't serving God. My loved ones, my household is in disarray. Nobody in my family is serving God, but I'm here to tell you, you may have been given a promise by God, but your promise is not dead. There is a period of time where God will allow your promise to be brought to the point where it seems like it's not going to come to pass. But I'm here to tell you, God is faithful. Amen. He is faithful to keep his word. God's word will give you hope in the time of hopelessness. You listen to Pastor Davis today. I want to encourage you, my brothers, my sisters, my friend today, that God's word and his promises are yea and amen. His promises are yea and amen. Every one of the promises of God, 2 Corinthians 1:20, for all the promises of God in him are yea and amen. God is not a God that he should lie like a man does. Men will lie to you. People will make commitments and promises but never be able to fulfill them. But God, if he has spoken a promise, if God has spoken something to you, he will bring that promise to pass. Now, Abraham waited for some time and he got very anxious. And Hagar, he laid with her and they brought forth Ishmael. And a lot of times we can cause a lot of problems when we do things like get ahead of God's will. My friend, today, oftentimes we try to help God bring things to pass in our life. We try to make things happen. But my friend, today I'm here to tell you, we will make things worse. We think if a period of time goes by in our life and we don't see it happen, we oftentimes will get very upset. We will get very anxious. But listen, waiting on the Lord is a good thing. This is not just a word of a man. This is the word of God. His promises shall come to pass. The Bible declares in Psalm 119:81 that when you come to a place of hopelessness and you listen, waiting sometimes makes us weary, makes us tired. And oftentimes in our Christian lives, we're going to go through things where we're going to have to wait on the Lord. But the Bible declares that they that wait on the Lord, he shall renew their strength. I'm not just talking about waiting like on somebody that's going to come pick you up and give you a ride somewhere. I'm not talking about sitting at an airport and just waiting for your flight to leave. I'm not just talking about waiting, amen, for somebody to come take you on a trip or go somewhere. I'm not talking about that type of waiting. I'm talking about waiting on the Lord. While we're waiting, that means we're praying, we're seeking, we're believing, we're trusting that what God has spoken to us in the past, he will surely bring it to pass. It will take place, but in his timing and in his season. Realize today, my friend, that God may have spoken a promise to you, and you haven't seen it happen. You haven't seen it come to pass. Pastor Davis wants to encourage you and let you know that whatever promise God has spoken to you, it shall come to pass. Your promise is not dead, but brothers and sisters, God in his good timing will bring to pass that which he has spoken. I thank God today. I feel that the Lord is speaking to somebody's heart that has been waiting for God, been waiting on God, been believing God. And you've almost feel like fainting. You might feel like giving up. You feel like you can't go on anymore. But my friend, today the Bible declares in Psalm 119:81, where David said, my soul fainteth for thy salvation, but I hope in thy word. Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. If God has given you a word, if God has given you a promise, my brother, my sister, my friend, today, don't give up, my brother. Don't give up, my sister. Believe God. Listen, we need to understand that God's word is something that is sure. Amen. We can be sure on the promises of God. The Bible declares, 2 Peter 1:19, we have also a more sure word of prophecy. That is 2 Peter 1:19. What God has spoken, he is able to perform it. He told Abraham and he told Sarah, I'm going to give you a son. Sarah laughed at the promise. Amen. She laughed more out of a feeling of being fearful, I believe, when she heard the angel of the Lord and the messengers of God bring Abraham the word as he ran out of his tent and fell down on his face and they spoke a word. He thought, I'm 100 years old. How's this going to happen? It's impossible. Yeah, things are impossible in the natural. Listen, but all things are possible with God. Amen. I believe that the things that we think are impossible in the natural, in our natural understanding, and in our carnal mind, some things are impossible. Some situations in your life seem impossible. Some things that people say to you, they say, oh, that can't happen, or this person can't get saved, or you'll never get this job, or you'll never be able to see yourself be able to do what you feel you should do. Listen to me. You are more than able. You are more than able to do that which God has promised you. If God has spoken it, he will also equip you with the ability to do that which he has called you to do. God will do his part, but we must do ours. Abraham, the Bible says, believed God, and it was counted unto him as righteousness. Listen, faith without works is dead. My friend, the Bible says that he staggered not at the promises of God. He staggered not. I want to read to you out of the book of Romans and understand that we cannot trust anybody but God. Trust is a hard thing because, see, once trust has been broken in your life, it's hard to regain it. Oftentimes, people will never be able to trust once they've had their trust broken. If your trust has been broken by a loved one or a family member or a husband or a wife or a close friend, oftentimes people have a hard time trusting God. They don't even realize why. Because, see, once somebody's been hurt and their trust is broken, it's hard for them to get it back. But I'm here to tell you that God is not a man that he should lie. Every word that God speaks, he will bring it to pass. But we have our part to do. God doesn't want us to trust in anybody else but him. He wants us to believe him and not trust in ourselves. 2 Corinthians 1:9 says that we should not trust in ourselves, but in God which raiseth the dead. God is a God of the impossible. And I know that oftentimes we in our natural minds will look at circumstances and situations and think that we are not going to be able to accomplish it. We're not going to be able to do it. But I'm here to tell you, if God has given you a promise, you won't have to do it. What you're responsible to do is to believe him. This is Romans chapter 4 and verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believeth, and even God who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were. Those things that are impossible, amen, those things are not as though they were. God can bring it to pass. Who against hope, in verse 18, believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. The Bible says, and being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. The Bible declares in verse 20, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief. See, that is the thing that will fight an evil heart of unbelief, and it won't allow us to believe that God can do that which seems impossible. My friend, this is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Abiding Light Church here in Manchester. And we come to you every Saturday at 3 o'clock. And we thank God for those of you that are tuning in, listening to this broadcast today. The title of this message today is Your Promise is Not Dead. Abraham waited and waited and even tried to have a son with his wife's handmaid, Hagar. And we know he had Ishmael. And oh God, the problems we're suffering today because of that. We won't have time to get into that, but my friend, today we can really bring a lot of heartache and pain upon ourselves when we disobey and not believe God with all of our heart. God wants us to believe Him, but that evil heart of unbelief causes us to depart from having faith and trust in Him. Remember, the Lord is not slack concerning His promise, as some men count slackness. But we are to be a people that are faithful to believe God is more than able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all that we could ever think or ask. And though you may be living in a time right now where you seem like the things that God has spoken to you are dead, my promise is dead. The word that God gave me is dead. I'm not seeing my ministry flourish. I'm not seeing my husband saved. I'm not seeing my loved ones saved. God, you promised that if I would serve you, you would save my husband. You would save that wife. You would save that son of mine, that daughter of mine, my grandchildren. I don't know who I'm preaching to today, but I feel the Spirit of God speaking to somebody that Pastor Davis wants to tell you, if God has given you a promise, your promise is not dead. But amen, several years, many years may go by, but God is faithful. Sometimes He allows your promise to come to a place where it literally looks dead. Remember when Jesus was getting ready to go in and that young girl had died while He was in the midst of the crowd, that woman that touched the hem of His garment. He was on His way to go pray for that little girl that died. And they said, she's dead. Jesus said, she's not dead. She's just sleeping. See, because see, Jesus was simply could just speak a word and she could come to life. He said, little girl, arise. See, she wasn't dead. Because see, He is the resurrection and the life. And I don't know what seems dead in your life. I don't know what promise you may have been given years ago or even recently. And it seems like it's not taking place because time has gone by. But I'm here to tell you, as dead as it may look, your promise that God has given you, it's not dead. All you need to realize is that if He speaks the word, it comes alive because He is the resurrection. He is the life, and whatever He speaks, it brings life. He said, my words in John 6 and 63, He said, it is the Spirit that quickeneth, the flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit and they are life. We need to believe God that He is faithful. My friend, today I want to encourage you to believe God and know that your promise is not dead. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Abiding Light Church here in Manchester. And we come to you with this Walking in the Light radio broadcast every Saturday afternoon at 3 o'clock on this radio station. And we thank all of you that have tuned in today. Your promises are not dead if they haven't come to pass. There's a time and a season for everything. And we know that this story, God did bring to pass and brought forth the promised son. Sarah conceived and brought forth a son at the time that God had appointed. He visited her. Listen, God is going to visit you one day. If you will stay faithful to not stagger at His promise, but to believe Him that He will bring to pass that which He has spoken. We'd like to hear from those of you that are listening today. Send us a letter. We'd like to hear from some of you. Take the time to just give us a call and maybe just give us a radio check and let us know how the broadcast has been a blessing to you. We'd like to take any of your prayer requests. We'd love to agree with God with you. Say, Pastor, I need prayer for my loved one. I need prayer for my husband. I'd be more than happy to pray and come into agreement with you. The church phone number here is area code 603-641-2022. That is the Abiding Light Church, 641 2022 here in New Hampshire. You can also reach us on the web at our website, abidinglightchurch.com, abidinglightchurch.com. We'd like to invite you out to a church service. The Abiding Light Pentecostal Church is here at 417 Granite Street in Manchester, New Hampshire. And once again, if you'd like to give us a call with your prayer request or would like a copy of this message today, just give us a call at 641-2022. This is Pastor N.R. Davis of the Abiding Light Church in Manchester. And until next Saturday at 3 o'clock, I remind you, your promise is not dead. It is alive.